This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Really startled when like somebody runs into your place of work and they're like, I forgot to tell you something. I was like, what? I thought like something like serious was about to happen to you. And he's like, I got tickets for you to give away.
There's nothing better.
I was like, I don't feel like the energy of the burst into the door
right.
was the that need.
It didn't match the
importance. Well, the message is great and great news for our listeners.
Yes.
I didn't feel like that was a burst into the room worthy. I felt like that was a text or something like that. I don't know. Am I wrong, Margos?
No, it seemed like there was something. I thought you were getting rid of it.
I thought we were going far.
Ben just likes to make an entrance, you know?
He does. He does.
Listen, the last time we got called into a meeting in the glass room.
Oh, yeah. You're sunk. If you get brought into a room with all the windows, you're fired.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know. That's where we got moved. And Tobin was getting ready to go on vacation. I'm like, you can't go on vacation now, player.
Guess not. It was cool. It was worth it.
Yeah, of course.
It was worth it. Anyway, what he was telling me is that we have tickets to give away for Buckets and Bets, which is going to be a great event coming up as WQM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. And you guys can immerse yourself with LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. And there's VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster.com. And you guys can get all the info you want at BucketsandBets.com. But I'm going to give away... Jeffy, can you yell out to him and can you ask him, is it a four-pack of tickets? Is it a pair of tickets? How does he want me to do this?
Love that.
Is it a pair of tickets or a four pack?
We need information.
This is good.
Four pack?
It's two general admission tickets, by the way.
But two tickets?
Yeah, you can. No need
pair.
To yell. No need to yell. Right here.
It's a pair of tickets, Frog Boy?
It's just two general admission tickets.
We don't need them. It's two tickets. We got it. We're good.
But that is still a $400 value.
Okay, so two general admission tickets.
Yes.
We're going to give away today.
Yeah.
And every day this week.
Wow, yep. Look at us.
Right? Or just today?
I'm not going to tell you.
You know what?
Yeah. Okay.
Caller number 8 right now to 305-567-0560. I'm giving away right now. If you guys want to come to Buckets and Bets at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and mind you, okay, it's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida.
Yeah.
Must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager, so... I would imagine if you're going to come, be 21 or older.
And we will be there.
And we will be there doing our show live.
Yep. It's a cool event.
Guys. So you guys can come hang out with our Silly Sauce crew. Come on and hang out with us. But if you guys want tickets, if you guys want to win tickets right now, caller 8 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to Buckets and Bets. And also want to remind you, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMITTED. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood.
Not 1-888 and get it.
Nope. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We got a double dip of sports tonight here on 560 WQAM. We're scouting tonight. Duke at Miami, 7 o'clock. Tip off from the Watsco. That game is here on 560 WQAM.
What's the line?
Ooh, good question.
Good. At least 20. At least 20.
You mean the Canes with two ACC wins all year?
At least 20.
Hold on. There we go. 22.5.
See? Yeah.
Duke is a 22. Should I take the Canes?
No!
Oh, Leroy, that hurt me.
Like, how long? Like, no. Like, just out of...
Games have been closer lately. Now, they lost 89-54 to them earlier.
Because they're
year.
Playing other teams that only have two wins.
Cooper Flagg, though, huh? Working out at the Heat facility? What are you looking at the weather?
No, what was that noise? Yeah.
Oh, is it a motorcycle or something outside?
It's my whip.
Is it? Do they call a motorcycle a whip?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So, and interestingly enough, it appears that the Canes are going to hire associate head coach Jay Lucas from Duke.
Boom. Like, immediately, right?
I don't know. I don't think that's worked out yet. It appeared everybody was kind of pissed that it got leaked, apparently, from Duke's side. John Shire, new Coach K. He was hobnobbing yesterday with Kevin Love at the facility.
Why? Because he was at UCLA with Kevin Love?
I think Kevin Love was just at the facility staying in shape because I think he's been home for the birth of his kid.
Oh,
so he wasn't on this road trip.
Yeah.
What do you mean? That's his second child. It's a completely normal amount of children.
Second child since he's gotten to Miami. Would he come here to just retire?
I think he actually may have, yeah.
What, he come here
to think
to
he actually has?
Sit on the bench, have children, and tweet?
I think Kevin Love came here to do a few things. Retire, make Instagram jokey jokes, and make babies.
What, he come here to make babies?
Solid. Just Miami.
Love. Anyway, so that's on QAM tonight. If you guys want to listen to the Cats, Florida Panthers in action tonight against the Nashville Predators at 7 o'clock, you could hear that game on 790 The Tick Cat.
Oh.
Tonight.
Yeah.
No Matthew Tkachuk, of course. He's dealing with his injury. We should get let me just see if any of the reporters I think we're supposed to get an update on him this morning.
I got an update. Still handsome.
Wow.
Boom. Now a national celebrity at this point. Fallon.
Let's see.
Amazing.
I don't see anything yet.
Is it NHL?
What's more reputable, Fallon or Kimmel?
I like Fallon.
I think Fallon is younger.
Fallon has a roller coaster ride in Universal.
That is true. I do like it.
It feels like getting...
I remember watching him in a movie with before he got this gig with Queen Latifah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like just getting on The Tonight Show, he's just as a brand, is a bigger deal than getting on Kimmel. Even though I feel like I enjoy Kimmel more as like an interview.
True.
You know,
I like Guillermo.
Are you? You're not on there for the interviews. You're on there for the entertainment, the funnies,
for the jokey jokes.
Yeah,
jokey jokes. That's why I like.
I like the interviews.
I don't think I've ever watched Colbert. I don't think I've ever watched Colbert.
Get out of here. Or Late Night with Seth Meyers.
No, I don't think I've really watched Late Night since Conan left. I was a big Conan guy.
Conan is good.
You gonna watch him on the Oscars? You into that at all?
Conan tall.
No,
me neither.
Isn't he like 6'4"?
Because you know what sucks? It is literally the only award show where nobody's seen any of the movies nominated.
Honestly, yes.
you may watch, and to be fair, you may watch the movies after they win or after you see who's nominated because you see, like, oh, what the movie's about and they give but some of the movies that win, you're like,
I've only seen movies my kid wants to see this year. So I've only seen Red One and I've seen Captain America.
Did you see was Captain America good?
I enjoyed it, but I'm not, from what I understand from the Marvel hardcore.
No, I don't care about them.
I enjoyed it.
I'm the one that likes to go to see a movie and I like going to see all the Marvel movies.
You watch the movie to see the movie.
I'm not trying to get the whole overall picture, you know. Because, you know, they re-signed old boy. The one that got kicked, the
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, he's back.
He's back as what? What is it? What
the
was
bad guy. He's the new bad guy. He's the new.
I'm really out, dude. I don't know who these roles.
He's
are.
The new.
Is what's he new Thanos?
Name? Yeah, he's new Thanos.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Well, Kang the Conqueror.
I did like him in Creed 3.
Good in Creed 3. Majors. He was good in Creed 3.
He was in Creed 3?
He was the bad guy.
Unlike
oh, really?
Old Little Thumb over there. I haven't forgiven the Oscars, by the way, for what they did.
I just finished watching Black Panther.
I mean, Chris
again.
Rock.
It was on TV.
Black Panther.
The OG?
Timeless.
Yeah. The new Black Panther almost made me cry.
Yeah, what's
damn
that?
Damn, Rihanna. At the end of the movie,
who just blames Rihanna?
When you find out.
I know.
No, at the end of the movie, when you
she
find out
yeah,
that he
son.
Has a little Black Panther.
Spoiler yep. alert.
Spoiler alert.
Dude, this way, we way past that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
People haven't like, forgotten Oscars.
Damn you, Rihanna.
People haven't forgotten.
You know what else people haven't forgotten?
What?
That Saquon Barkley was let go by the Giants.
Oh, God.
They have forgotten.
Especially the Giants GM.
Joe Shane today addressed the media.
Oh, what did he say? Did he say? Well, first of all, the fact that we're still addressing him as Giants GM.
How does he
is amazing.
Him? Is amazing.
He's very strong.
He has to... The relationship that he has with the owner
mm-hmm.
has to be so strong because I don't know if another GM would survive that.
Nope.
Right? Think, can you, does Chris Greer survive that?
Probably.
I'm going to say maybe. Actually. Probably.
You know maybe the only other guy.
I was going to say, no way a minority survives that. And then Chris Greer came to mind. I was like, oh, that guy's surviving that. For sure. For sure he's surviving
that. Is that like, wow.
Here is Joe Shane on Saquon Barkley becoming a champion.
I don't have it.
I'm happy for him.
What
do you mean? Here, you can say.
I'm
happy for him.
I'm so sorry.
Right?
Even in the time I was say, discussing it, you didn't think of that 30 seconds of stalling?
I was just so here's shocked.
Did they ask him? Hey, what's his name?
Joe Shane.
You think you could have used the guy that ran for 2,500 yards?
Daniel Jones. Big Daniel Jones.
Right? You think you could have went and spent any amount of money for a quarterback?
You think after a decision like that, you should be responsible for picking the next franchise quarterback of the New York Giants?
Yeah. You gave Daniel Jones $40 million, and after 7 months, you cut him.
That's so horrible.
There's nothing saying I'm wasting money like that, right?
Yeah. It's crazy. Now do you have it?
Yep.
Here's for Saquon, obviously went on to win the Super Bowl, and we wish him nothing but the best. Always going to evaluate all the decisions you make, and we were at a different place in our build. And, again, love Saquon and wish him nothing but the best.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
That's the biggest.
We got a new entry to Damage is Done. No, there is no. Wait, look.
Damage
Marcos.
Is done.
Yeah.
Give it a one.
Not buying it.
Let me hear it one more time.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
We were in a different
place. Yeah, I'm happy
place.
For Saquon. Obviously, went on to win the Super Bowl, and we wish him nothing but the best. Always going to evaluate all the decisions you make, and we were at a different place in our build. And, again, love Saquon and wish him nothing but the best.
Here's the thing,
a
though.
A different place in our build.
Joe, here's the thing, though, dude.
You cut your quarterback 3 months later.
Also, you don't have to wish him the best. The best has happened to him.
Right. He's already there.
He's got to wish you the best.
Right.
Best of luck here in your future endeavors, dude.
In your rebuild. So they went from Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley to who's the quarterback there this year?
They had Tommy DeVito.
Oh,
Tommy DeVito.
They had Drew Locke.
Oh.
Did they bring Tim Boyle after the Dolphins cut him?
Oh, man. That's a name I
Wait,
forgot about.
Drew Locke?
Yep.
Man, wasn't he was he a number two pick?
Yeah, he's the quarterback for the Giants.
No,
Tim
he wasn't the number two pick. He was a first round pick, but he was.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but it was a couple teams ago. That was like the Broncos.
He was in the second round. 40,
was he
42nd overall pick? So he was 10th in. The
Who was their first round? Oh, Paxton Lynch. I think I'm thinking of.
Yes.
No, that was Denver's first.
But Drew, yeah. Who was Drew Locke picked by?
Paxton Lynch
Tennessee.
Drafted in the first round.
Wasn't Drew
they both are drafted by the Broncos.
Oh, Drew Locke.
Drew Locke was drafted in the first round of the 2016 draft, and with the 42nd pick of the 2019 draft, the Broncos selected
Paxton Lynch.
I'm sorry, Drew Locke was 42nd. Paxton Lynch was in the first round.
So my question is that he's still making a career of this?
Drew Lock?
Drew Lock.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. He can be a backup quarterback forever.
If Tim Boyle's still getting gigs, this guy's getting gigs.
Tim Boyle, Giants.
Colston Loveland, big time tight end right there.
Dangerous.
Hey, man, look at that. 1,000 yards last year for Drew Lock.
1,000 yards what?
1,000 yards.
1,000 yards in
passing. Yeah.
Their quarterbacks last year, Daniel Jones played 10, Drew Lock played 8, Tommy DeVito played 3, and Tim Boyle had 1.
That's so crazy.
I don't know if I say, and now starting for the Giants, Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle. Just has a bad name.
We were there. We had him. We had him.
We had him.
We had him. That was our backup. That was our backup after 1 week.
Man.
You got to prepare better this time, Dolphins. I'm just going to tell you. You guys got to prepare a little bit better than that. Take a break. We'll get back into the Dolphins and some of the things Mike McDaniel said today. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty deep sigh.
How does nobody hit a three-pointer yesterday except for Andrew Wiggins? Okay. That's impossible.
Yeah, it was rough, dude.
Professional basketball players.
It was rough.
How does that happen? Why can this season just be like, can it be shot into the sun? Like, is it possible? Just can you mind wipe it from me? Can you? What is that thing that they had in Men in Black? The neuralizer?
Yeah.
Can you just erase?
Was it neutralizer?
Can you just erase 24-25 Miami Heat basketball from my mind? Because it hurts. And I don't know why, but I sit here and I watch it every night. And God love Amy Audibert yesterday trying to give it all positive.
She tried to be all
positive. She tried so hard to tell Tobes, come on, you're going to be enjoying this basketball. And then I tuned in last night to FanDuel Sports Sun, and I was just, I had the privilege of watching the worst game of the season.
There's been worse than this.
No, I was in person for the Utah Jazz ass kicking at home. You sent my son to Messi, which is what you did, Miami Heat. And that was bad, Leroy. But here's the thing. I still made memories, and it was over by the first quarter. I knew what was going to happen that night. I, like a fool, watched last night, and I'm like, but they're only down 7. Which might as well have been 70 with how they were shooting the basketball yesterday. Mm. So when you ask me, Frog Boy, what does mean? That's what that means. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired. And I'm trying. Okay? I'm sitting here and I watch this season go straight to hell. And the little things that I did have, what did I have? The little morsels, the crumbs. Please, Spo, I want some more. The measly crumbs that I had was Jovic, dude. And now he has a broken hand. And Khalil Ware, who may have cut his hand, but if he didn't cut his hand, was just out of spite not let back into the fourth quarter. Either one is terrible. And that's all I have. And now what do I have? Slow-mo. Alec Burks. That's what I have. Slow-mo. So when you ask what...
Is there any sport that you want somebody's nickname to be slow-mo?
No.
Not at all.
Not a pitcher?
I've Jaime Jaquez turned into a bench rider.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Bubble guts.
I don't know what happened to
him. Ever since the bubble guts.
I'm going to start calling him Jamie Jaquez.
Okay, you know what happened to the last person that used? Remember when the coach called Jimmy James?
James Butler.
Yeah.
How did that guy have a better divorce than we did? That guy got a better divorce than we did. And I got to watch Jimmy and Draymond and Steph and you and your best of friends. It's the best organization. Who are they kicking? Whose ass are they kicking tonight? Who they got?
Were they 5-1 since he joined?
5-1. He's averaging more free throws than D Wade in the 06 finals. Oh my God!
Who do they have?
The Hornets.
Oh God! Man, look at their upcoming schedule. They got the Hornets, the Magic, the Sixers, the Knicks, the Nets, the Pistons.
Jeez! Wow. So they're gonna be like. They're going to be the 4 seed.
They're going to be like 10-2.
They don't really have a rough game until they face the Nuggets in mid-March.
And I think the thing that I'm bothered with the most, because I keep staring at this, and maybe we deserve this. You know, I was a bad... I was not a nice person. I admit that. But the Portland Trailblazers, dude. The Portland mother-bleeping Trailblazers, Leroy.
Don't say it.
They are one win away from having the same amount of wins as us.
Oh, no, dude.
And that, my friends, is pathetic.
Is that rock bottom?
Oh man. Dude. We hit rock bottom, and we I said, hey, send me that jackhammer. Alex Burks!
I mean... If I
may. Joe Cronin.
This is your fault, too.
No, please don't do that.
No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Marcos?
Yeah.
Who's the person begging for Terry Rozier to be out of the lineup?
I wasn't begging.
Tobin.
I wasn't begging.
I wasn't begging.
I wasn't begging.
you were begging.
I was not. Begging is a strong word. Begging is a strong word.
Stop it.
I was not begging. That's not true.
Oh my goodness!
I won't allow you to paint with takes that I haven't had.
What have you said about Terry Rozier?
He stunk. But I haven't wasn't campaigning for him to not play.
Going from Davion Mitchell to Terry Rozier is like going from a Ferrari to a unicycle.
That's fair.
Okay.
That was 2 days ago.
Yeah, so what do you? What
at
you
what
say?
Point do I? At what point do I call him? Did I call to bench him?
So. Calling him a unicycle?
He finger rolled the ball backwards.
He was throwing the alley-oop.
I hate the season.
But wait. So, make up your mind.
What?
Because you got the alternative.
Oh, he was terrible.
Right. So, now, who do you want? Would you rather have Terry in there?
I don't want any. You know who I want, to be honest with you? I really, and don't make fun of me about this. I think it's time to call up the Sioux Falls guys. I think it's time to give Josh Christopher a little whirl.
The MVP.
MVP of the Summer League team. I think it's time to give Josh Christopher a chance. Yeah, Jacob, I think it's time to give him a chance. I think
Sioux
it's time
Falls
to give Keyshawn Johnson a chance.
Yeah.
I think it's time to give Isaiah Stevens a chance.
Well.
Why?
Yeah.
Throws great lobs.
Okay.
You see, nobody can throw a lob to Kalel Ware anymore.
Oh, my goodness. They got him all over the place.
A Sioux Falls.
I think it's time. Yeah, Michael's right. I think it's time to give Swedish Swish. Swish a Swede a chance, Leroy. Because these guys, they stink.
This is in January. Terry Rozier might be the reason Jimmy wants out. Never seen a three-for-three field goal start.
If he didn't want.
More detrimental.
If he didn't want out with Kyle Lowry, he can't want out with. No, anybody playing now.
That was his boy, though.
He still wasn't.
I think he's cool with Terry. But
yeah,
I definitely think that. I definitely think he got to some games and Jimmy was like, eesh.
Terry in with a 10-point lead.
You know
he's
what?
He's on notice.
When you've lost 5 or 6 games in a row, I would say this.
What was our text?
That last one was Terry Rozier in with a 10-point lead. He's on notice. And this was, again, days ago.
What game was that?
This is 2 games ago.
Oh, we lost.
Yeah, we did. We did. This is also after you called Leroy. Leroy's take a wind sock, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can't, like, I don't think you understood what I was saying.
What?
About Jimmy Butler.
I understood what you're saying.
Okay.
I got your take.
Right. Like
I just boxed you in, that's all.
No. Because here's the deal. If I took Jimmy Butler and made him a number one on any of the teams contending.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do the same thing.
You keep arguing about it. It's really a fact.
It's not, though.
Okay.
It's not. Like, how can you say it's a fact when I have more evidence towards the otherwise?
No, you don't.
Your measurement is the championship?
No, you don't.
But your measurement is the championship.
Right. So
that's it.
My overall question was this. Can you win a championship with Jimmy Butler as your number one? Because in Golden State, he's not the number one, and he looks more comfortable just doing 14 to 18 and touching every stat line. That can't be a number one, though.
But if it's the number one impact for your number one scorer too, like what is it two? Is it like what? It's not like you make it. He's Patrick Beverley.
No, I'm not. No, that's the point you're missing. I'm not saying he's Patrick Beverley. I'm saying that the role that he's playing with Golden State is more comfortable to him and helps that team a lot more with him being in that role. Then if you take him and put him on another team and ask him to be Steph Curry. Because if you look at all these teams that are contending, they all have a guy who you know, come hell or high water, going to get you 25 to 30. That's never really been Jimmy here, although he has done it.
But to your argument, okay, like I'll hear you out on that. I don't really understand the point of the argument because, like, if you were to say that, then Jason Tatum can't be the number one guy because Jaylen Brown was last year.
Well, no, but you can't.
But you can't. Like,
sure
statistically,
you can.
No. Statistically, in their playoff resume, you can't.
Right.
One guy statistically is a better scorer than the other guy.
Yes.
If your point is scoring,
they have two of those guys though, so it doesn't matter which one it is.
So you're saying he needs another guy. Like,
sure.
Okay, that's not on him, though.
He has another guy now where he can do the things that he does best because he doesn't have to rely on the scoring aspect of it because somebody can do that.
Yeah, but everybody does. Everybody needs another guy.
Right.
Everybody does. Like, I don't understand why.
Yes, but what I'm saying is this. Yes, everybody needs another guy, okay? But most of the guys on other teams are the scorer, and they need an assistant scorer or a guy who, if I'm having an off night, can also go for 25.
Yeah, but who 30. Doesn't need that? I don't really understand why that takes away from the stardom.
Because what I'm saying is the starting point. Okay, so if I take Tatum and Brown,
mm-hmm.
okay, Tatum can go off for 40, right? But if he has an off night or a bad series, Jaylen Brown can. I'm saying that the player that Jimmy Butler is, he's never going to be that
okay,
guy.
Let me put it like this.
Go ahead.
If you, the way I feel like your argument makes it sound uh-huh. is as if you switch Jason Tatum onto the Heat, right? And let's make it Jason Tatum, Bam, and whatever, that they have as much of a chance to get to the finals and win a championship or better chance than Jimmy Butler because Tatum's a better scorer. When I'm telling you in the playoffs, mm-hmm. statistically, that's not true. Jimmy Butler's playoff resume and scoring resume is better than Jason Tatum's.
I'm not even arguing that. I'm just saying the role that Jason Tatum has on that team.
Which is coattail rider, by the way. Coattail. Fourth most important. Somebody respect me.
Magmon said it's right. KD and Booker got each other and they're trash.
Oof.
Yeah.
They got Hooters jokes, though.
Yep.
You know what I got? I got nothing. I'm so pathetic.
No, say, don't be blinded by a logo. Jimmy is a top player. See, it's hard for me to explain.
Your frustration with Jimmy, though, I get. Like, it's a regular season thing, though. Like, because most guys, I understand what your point of it is. Is like, he's not conventional enough that he can be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I can rely on him to give me
right.
the production if somebody
but
has an.
Look
off
at
night.
All the top teams.
I understand what you're okay. saying, so, but I'm saying he's weird in that he impacts. He can impact winning in different ways that other guys don't.
But
I don't think that takes away from him being a number one. I don't think it does.
But when you say that and you put that title on somebody, right? Can they be your number one?
For a playoff run, there's not many guys I'd take more than him, dude. There's not.
Okay.
For a regular season, I get your argument. I think that's fair.
If you don't. Like, you know, the regular season does matter. Stop making it sound like just get me to the playoffs and then ball out. That's not how it works. Because guess what? Pat Riley got sick and tired of being in the damn play-in.
And where is he now?
I don't care how much success they had.
And where is he now?
Okay.
One more win than Joe Cronin.
Oh, okay. But that's, you know.
And good for him. Look, he made a stand. And this is why we deserve Cooper Flagg. This is why I deserve it. I deserve something good.
Right.
Just got a notification.
In a league where more than half of the teams make the playoffs, regular season doesn't matter as much. It does if you put yourself at risk being in the play-in every year. Because anything can happen in a one-game sample size. Anything. The fact that you're in that when if you're number one, had played 5 or 10 more games, you wouldn't be in that situation, is a hard pill to swallow every damn year.
Yes, last year was a hard pill to swallow. The year before, like, I just feel like it gets... First of all, he played more games that... He played less games the year that they went to the finals than the year that they didn't, that they got bounced. He played 64 games last year.
Okay, but again, you can't keep playing with fire like that every year. The thing is that, yes, Dennis said it best.
Mm-hmm.
You're a 500 team, no matter what the
They're not a 500 team. They're under 500,
No, 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 no. I'm saying with Jimmy, you're a 500 team. That's playing with fire.
They were much better last year with him than they are right now. They were.
Okay, 3-4 games.
No, like 10, dude. Like, they were like 6 games over 500.
Where did they finish the season at?
I don't know.
500.
No, they weren't 500. They were not 41-41. They were 46-36.
Last year?
Yes.
At the end of the season?
Yes.
Okay.
I get it. I understand it. I'm just sad. I'm lashing out. You want to hug me?
You're sad.
You want to give me a hug?
Give him a hug.
Not really.
I'll hug you, buddy.
All right, I'm going to go hug Frog Boy.
Yeah, you go hug Frog Boy because I'm just like, the season has been miserable. We're all sad because the season hasn't worked out.
Oh, he just threw his
right.
Alec Burks!
You asked for that! You asked for that!
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Guy Fieri, still doing it, huh?
I mean, so is Santana.
Apparently Guy Fieri did wonderful at the food and wine thing.
All right. Never been to a food and wine festival.
I've never gone either. They give everybody tickets minus us.
What's a... angry British swole chef.
Gordon Ramsay.
Swole, though.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Robert Irvine?
Don't know.
All right. Who cares then?
Don't know.
All right.
Let's mix it all up, eh, Froggy?
Yeah,
speaking of mixing things up in ingredients,
Summer's burn up.
Wait, what?
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
What do you got for us today, Marcos?
I have some inside information.
All right.
On one of the most coveted free agents on the market, Javon the Snowman Holland.
Mike McDaniel. Oof. Wow. Hear his comments today?
No, I didn't hear that. Oh, my God.
Anytime a coach says someone's got has earned the right to be a free agent.
Oh, God.
That guy's not coming back.
He ain't coming back.
I've heard that line before.
Christian Wilkins earned that right.
Mm-hmm. Christian Wilkins, Rob Hunt. Oh, you've earned the right to be a free agent basically means see ya.
Go get that.
It's annoying that one of the things that teams take pride in is drafting guys who have longevity in the league, and it means that you pick the right guy.
Yep.
And we have let more guys leave that we have invested in, and I just wonder how do you feel about that? How do we – you should be using those guys as accomplishments, and he just doesn't – like, when they say, hey, you suck at the draft, he doesn't suck at the draft. He just doesn't retain any of the guys.
Well, Javon Holland revealed
Snowman
what he's looking for in free agency. This is what the Snowman had to say. Go, Snowman.
Yeah, you know what I'm looking for. Detailed and experienced coaching, a player supportive ownership, just honest culture setting, men leading head coach with a goal and a standard he holds everybody to. A team that wants to win and has players with like-mindedness about the team's goals and standards, leaders that want to lead and set examples by action, not by their word. So I think that in itself is, you know, what I'm really looking for.
We have a list.
Hold on. Does that sound like shots at this organization? A leader of men that will hold everyone accountable. Apparently, Mike McDaniel was letting people do whatever the hell they wanted.
Leaders that led with their actions. The Tyreek Hill situation.
Well, that's why it resulted in that. But then also speaking about the leader to the team, he says he wants someone that leads with actions, not just words. Mr. Tyreek Hill says all the right things, but quits early. Does that mean?
I definitely think that a Tyreek Hill thing had to lose a little bit of credibility with the head coach last year, especially. Yeah, I don't know what to make of this Wes Welker thing, because I know Joe kind of went viral yesterday with the Dolphins, and he said on his show that, you know, Tyreek Hill's tardiness was basically the reason why Wes Welker was let go, I guess implying that Wes was covering for him. But, you know, I don't know. Like, this is one of those things where, look, we can't be Peter Pans about this. Obviously, certain stars get different treatment. That's just what sports is. Teron Armstead doesn't have to practice. I'm sure Tyreek Hill gets different rules at camp, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But,
that's true.
You know, but when you're not winning those extra rules, people look at the sides, like to the Jimmy thing. You know, the Heat let Jimmy do what he wanted to do, and then when you don't win, your feelings change on it. It's you feel differently about feelings, and you'll let him stay 30 minutes away from or 30 miles away from wherever the NBA Finals is when you're in the NBA Finals. So I don't know. I don't know if that had any of a hit on Mike McDaniel's credibility with the locker room or whatnot, but clearly it was something that was bothering Mike McDaniel by the end of the year, because that was supposedly his exit meeting message to everybody, and they all came and told the media about it. So, but Snowman's as good as gone, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Like, he's that dude is out of here. He's got Washington Commander written all over him.
What? That'll be a good fit.
Who's got that money to spend?
That hurts.
Who's got a rookie QB? Maybe a Chicago Bear.
He's gonna be a Raider.
Maybe. Did you guys see that? There was a Twitter video going around of Pete Carroll was apparently hobnobbing with Mike McDonald from the Seahawks.
Oh,
a lot of people thought that there was like a possibly some trade negotiations going on to get Geno to Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, that's Pete's Geno guy. Pete's guy.
That is Pete's guy.
Geno Smith or Aaron Rodgers?
I mean,
Geno Smith.
He hates Aaron Rodgers. He hates.
Geno Smith, sneaky mobile.
Here's the deal. At that position,
yeah,
you need somebody who's going to, in effect, be a second coach on the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to relay the messages of the head coach to the rest of the team, because that position is viewed as a position of leadership.
Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers?
Matthew Stafford.
It's going to be anyone or Aaron Rodgers. He's going to pick the other guy. He hates
Aaron. There's
got to
be
Rodgers.
Somebody I can get. Within reason. I won't ask about
Daniel Jones or Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
What about Kyler Murray or Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Wow, really? Sam Darnold or Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh.
Sam Darnold.
Oh, okay.
Just think young, like
yeah.
Younger. Yeah. Younger.
Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers. Come on.
So you admit that the Browns should cut Deshaun Watson.
I just don't know as an organization
Same-sies.
How you could put damn near 20-25% of your salary cap and just send them home.
What am I supposed to do?
Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, come on.
Wow. I go Baker.
Gotta go Baker.
Baker had monster numbers last
year. I know.
Gotta go
Baker.
Know.
Ridiculous numbers. Pro Bowler. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I got Johnny Damon, former Yankee.
Really?
Former Red Sox, discussing the Yankees changing their facial
he would be the guy I want to hear from.
That's the guy. This is Johnny. What did he had a nickname, didn't he? Something about baseball, October, who knows?
Johnny Damon.
Here, I just heard that the Yankees are not requiring people to cut their hair, trim their beards, and you can always have your mustache, but I cut these lovely locks off many years ago because George Steinbrenner is such a great human being, such a great boss, that I wasn't even going to question it. Everyone, let's keep the policies the same. Listen to your bosses. Always bring your A game, and let's go.
Does he
hold on?
Like
hold on? Hold on?
No, he's totally drunk.
He's hammered. He's not drunk. He is hammered.
But you know what, though? That was a great message for someone who's hammered. Because if I am hammered, the message is different. Always listen to your boss.
No, I could just right be, I could picture you right now and say, "Hey, G, come here. Come here. Did you see what our son just did? Oof. Look at the size of that thing. Holy smokes.
Big. Pretty big.
Man.
Too big. Scary.
Yeah, he was, he, I mean, not only weird that he went from the Red Sox to Yankees, which is always an interesting twist, but yeah, of course, he went from the caveman look, looking like baseball Jesus, to clean cut.
I think that's what they called him. Caveman.
I don't remember.
Yep,
John. But he was, yeah, he's a red, he's a beloved Red Sox because being on the 04 team. So
Yep.
I tell you what, though, man, they don't make him like Mike Lowell anymore.
Here he goes again.
Kelsey says he's returning.
Bat speed. What do you mean? Oh, you're talking about Travis. Yeah.
He says that, or he's expected to return.
Expected.
Yeah, I'd return too after that performance. Bum.
Jeez.
Wow.
Take a break. Back after this.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.